the thing that makes the world and events special is that they're limited, and if you miss it, you can't go back in time. In the real world, like, let's say that your whole family is going on a trip and you say, I don't want to go. You can't regret it later and be like, oh, you know, I should have gone. It would have been fun. Like, that's it. It already passed. And that's how a world needs to feel. Like, sometimes, yeah, you do miss stuff. I understand there's the main story plot that every player needs to experience. And it's a cool idea that, okay, you know, you missed this, but if you want to go back and experience it, you can. But at the same time, it's if the world can advance and that it's like, oh yeah, there was this world war, like in real life, you know, you can't just go back and experience World War II, you know, not that you'd want to, or World War I, yeah, or whatever, but people will talk about it, you know, and be like, oh yeah, you know, this was a crazy thing, you know, if only you were there, it was a crazy time.
Yeah,
like, there's a lot of veterans that you can ask about. Yeah, that kind of thing. I think it's okay for the world to move forward, but I understand that that's it's hard to do, because then, okay, now we're not, now our content is very, here it is, and now it's gone. Here it is, and now it's gone. But that is how a world is, the real world. So I would like to see that. I know you can't make it exactly like the real world, but I would like to see some of that where stuff happens, and it happened.
Dude, oh, that's tough. I'm gonna drop the line. I think we're in the minority on this, but I totally agree.
How far would you go with that?
Like, I would personally, if this MMO was solely for me and no one else, making the Runeterra MMO for Conquest. Yeah. No, yeah, dude, just once things happen, this could be on a stinking, like, at most an expansion-based basis. They could go even further than that.
Like, they did the raid came out, you did the raid or you didn't do the raid, and that raid is done. You're saying it's gone. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, that's, you can't, serious, go back. Yeah. You missed it.
Yeah, hey, absolutely. Like, all right. You know, there's some, like, awesome stuff that happened in Camivore. All right. We got through the raids. We killed the big bad. He's dead. You can't go back and kill him. He's dead. We killed him.
That would definitely make the world, like, feel, like, very real and moving forward. And very sad.
I don't,
like, you want to feel sad when a character dies. That's how you will feel sad when a character dies, because they're actually out of the game.
Yeah,
you will feel the death. Like, you can't just go back and rerun the raid and be like, oh yeah, that was so sad when he died. Like, man, when Arthas dies at the top of Ice Crown Citadel, like, that's it. Like, the guy just died.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Like,
next expansion, you go there and you can't. Arthas isn't there, because what do you mean? They already fought. Like, in our case, you know, yeah, you were in the Camivore, you're fighting your work, whatever, figuring out this Viego stuff, but you can't go back to the Shadow Isles and revisit, you know, Thresh's area and see Thresh just chilling there, because it's now the Blessed Isles and the Shadow Isles is no more.
Yeah, like, that's it. Shadow Isles is done. You can read about it. I'm sure there's gonna be a billion YouTube videos, people doing the fights. You can see it all. But you can't just go there and fight Thresh. That's it, dude. The story happened. The world's moving on. You got other things to do. All right.
I'll say this. Like, I think more players would be invested in what's happening.
That's true.
You would definitely hook people a lot more, because they're like, man, you know, I don't really want to play this raid. I just want to kind of skip it. But at the same time, like, if I skip it, that's it. Man, oh, casuals are gonna hate this. But look, I'm a casual.
Dude, everyone's gonna stream honest. FOMO. Oh, everyone's okay. Gonna stream FOMO.
But I'm, yeah, like, but that's real life.
It's not even about, like, yeah, exactly. And it's just like, I don't know, dude. Like, why do you have FOMO in the first place? Can you really not just walk away from the game if you don't feel like playing it, and then be okay that you didn't experience everything in the game?
Look,
it makes a better product at the end of the day for it. Like, I personally think it makes a better product, but
yeah,
that's just me. I think it's well worth it of just, you know, being able to come back to the game and being like, oh, what happened since I last, you know, like, was in Runeterra? It's like, oh man, dude, this zone that you were in before? Yeah, dude, that's the Blessed Isles now. What?
What happened?
You go there and it's different. There's like, you know, and it's like, oh, the world changed. It's almost like this is a living, breathing place. That's wild. I just think it would make for a much more, like, it would make for so much more of a magical, immersive MMO. That's just me. That's my
If you want to complain about FOMO, complain about when they release the discounts for the store cosmetics and they're limited in time, or they're cycling through items that are going to leave the store forever and you'll never be able to get them. That's when you can complain about FOMO. But when you, not the world advancing, okay? That's when I want to see the FOMO people come out. They never come out for that. Where are they at? Whenever that's happening, everyone's silent and they're all running around with their Imperial Dragon leading into the Camivore expansion. And there's only one Imperial Dragon. It makes no freaking sense. But their expansion packs, their Imperial Dragon out. But then, you know, when it comes to this stuff, now everyone comes out and says, oh, if you're missing out, this sucks. This is catering to the elitist. Like, I wish people knew that me and you are actually casual players.
We're very
100% casual players.
I would absolutely miss out on stuff. And there'd be stuff that I would miss that I would wish I would have done, because I'd be like, oh, that's a really cool armor set. Wish I got that one from that expansion. You know, from, oh man, that Freljord armor set. That's sick. This dude's all covered in like true ice armor. That's so freaking cool. I wish I did that. Oh, well, I'm doing this right now. This is really cool. If I go to Freljord now, it's different. Things have changed. The Watchers are now even more aware that that place is turning to hell. That's really cool. That's way cooler than me having the armor set.
Yes. 100,000,000,000%. Look, this is how you know me and you are casual. There hasn't been even a piece of news out on the Ride MMO, really, other than the announcement that they're making an MMO and it's based on Runeterra. It's the only news we have, and it's taken us close to 20 how many episodes are we on right now? What episode is this? Isn't this like 11?
12?
It's taken us 12 episodes.
Somewhere up there.
Just to get up to that point. Like, by the time the game actually comes out, like when the game is actually out, we'd probably be a horrible source of information because we'd be missing everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Sadly, we both have, like, you know, like full-time jobs and responsibilities. We're going to be playing this game casually, for sure.
Yeah,
well,
we'll
God
be a
damn
casual
it, are we
podcast.
Are going to love every second of it? Oh, my God.
We'll be your casual podcast for the casual players. We're not going to go through, like, Mythic plus statistics and how best to do. That's never going to be us. Like, we're probably going to be like, yeah, bro, we didn't kill those mushrooms. And yeah. I got this mushroom pet and it was awesome.
we're gonna be talking about how Echo's clothes have changed a slightly different tint of like of brown now.
Yeah,
you know?
You'll never be able to go back and see that other tint again, and like how sad that is.
Yeah. Oh wow, you know, like, yeah, like Echo's hair seems to have grown like 2 inches. That indicates that, you know, compared to Arcane Season 2, this is at least like 2 years from that. You know, he's clearly grown it out a little bit.
I really want to see that, though. I want that. That is kind of the revolutionary stuff that I'm looking for. I want to see the world and the characters change. Like, I want to see Smolder. Smolder needs to grow with the game. Nunu is apparently a big character. I want to see Nunu age into like this just beastly, goes from this kid to just like this beastly Freljordian warrior, you know. He's just this like he used to throw snowballs, now he throws axes, okay? And Nunu and Willem kind of changes with him. Like, Nunu's like, he's kind of this he's still this yeti, but at the same time, you know, now they're dealing with real stuff. Like, before it was kind of okay, they're childish, having fun and stuff, kind of always has this light heartfelt feel. But the Freljord is dark, and I want to see Nunu and Willem have to go through that and come out on the other side. Like, Willem literally has a scar on his eye, and he's magic, so it makes no sense.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
Yes.
No, yeah, I completely agree. Characters, I mean, especially for an MMO, characters should change. Right? Like, I mean, like, I think luckily, well, World of Warcraft tries to do that, but I feel like not too successfully, just because I don't care about the characters anymore. That's just my, personally for me, it hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, same.
But I feel like, you know, even Final Fantasy 14 does a pretty good job with that. The characters actually change personality, you know? Like, they're not, like one day, the snarky guy, you know, like 5 years in to this MMO, he's not the snarky guy anymore. All right, he's been through some stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. He's gonna be a little more like, like a little more like broody, a little more like, you know, emotional, a little more like a freaking war veteran.
Yeah. And you gotta go hard on that. It has to be, maybe we're just because that's what we like we like to see that kind of stuff. But I do think you have to go, you can go the other direction too. You know, Viego, like originally he's kind of like this, this mopey guy. He's all about like, oh no, this, but maybe, I don't know. I just like to see characters change. And I feel like we keep going back to the example of they're going through some shit and they come out dark.
Yeah, they're like going, they're so hard now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but like.
Remember when he smiled?
I mean, like, this year just. I mean, the thing is, like, I love Nunu and Willem because of how wholesome they are right now. And yeah. I'm a Yordle fan, all right? I like me some cutesy, wholesome stuff. I like me little furball people. But, like, in a world where we got, like, you know, the Rune Wars and, like, Aurelian Soul coming after us. And the Shadow Isles, there's a lot of dark stuff here. Yeah. I think naturally, as the characters age, most of them are going to go into that archetype. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's going to go through something at some point in the world of Runeterra. I feel like that's inevitable. So I feel like, you know, like if anything, they'll probably introduce more characters in the future, right? And those characters will have, like, you know, their childlike personality or their snarkiness. That kind of stuff, or just like, you know, their general like ignorance of like the world around them and stuff like that. But that probably won't stick around for a character that's been around for like a few years, you know. Like I imagine Echo won't always be like the overconfident kid that he is now.
Yeah, we've seen that, like with his adult version. Yeah. He's very cynical and very like,
yeah, you know,
this not everything works out, Echo. Like, he's always talking down to his younger self, and he's like, sometimes you have to make the tough decisions, you know, because he's been through some stuff. And he learns from his younger self, too, that, you know, okay, not everything needs to be on you. Sometimes you do need to depend on other people, and you need to hear other people's perspectives, that kind of thing. So he learns a little bit from his younger, and he changes, and his younger self changes. They change throughout the whole game. Like, towards the end, they've both shifted a little bit in terms of how they view Zaun and Piltover and this whole dynamic that's going on there. And that's what makes the game great, but I feel like MMOs do suffer from that, where characters kind of stagnate. They just kind of stay the same the whole time. And I would like to see them change, even though, okay, you know, you go back and play League of Legends because that game's never going to die. And Smolder's still this little dragon. But in the MMO, no, he's not anymore. He's kind of grown up. Older. Same with Nunu and Willem. Maybe you can release a skin of them older, but they still throw snowballs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, right? Like that's inevitable. Except like, I don't know how like they're probably not gonna keep like the model exactly the same. Like I think it'd be weird if they kept Nunu small but older.
And maybe Willem just gets bigger.
They'll have to get pretty creative with that.
They still work.
They just make Willem bigger. Very possible. They can get creative with it, but yeah, I definitely see that conflict, and I'm like, that's a-okay, dude. Like the League of Legends champions can stay the way they are forever. That's perfectly fine, as long as they actually grow in the world of Runeterra. I'm perfectly fine with that. There can be some conflicts in the MOBA. All right, it's not a very story driven game, so